Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire Herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We are so excited about tonight's show. Tonight's show is actually very prophetic. The Lord showed me a vision last week, and in that vision, he showed me that I was going to be doing a live show, a Facebook Live, and so we are doing just that with our guest, Mr. Expect Greater. Mr., the one and only Edward L. Surratt here in Gaffney, South Carolina. So we are here live. We're getting ready to do our live on Facebook Live as well. I almost forgot about that part, guys. I tell you, let's see, On Fire to Inspire. So, guys, tonight I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for the month of April. We have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend with Experiencing the Greatness of God from the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, that book is a great, great read. God is doing some great things with this woman of God who is doing the many, many things for the kingdom of God with that book that God blessed her with. So you can find her books on all of your online outlets. Also, her son is doing some great things as a result of God delivering him from a 15-year addiction to alcohol. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just a sound. He is a minstrel from heaven. I'm telling you, that man, Vincent Lynch, is the founder of it. And I'm telling you, you really, really would be blessed. So go ahead and go to CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And then we have Unique Expression by Design, where she makes your vision a reality. So whatever's in your mind and your heart, Angelise Washington can take care of that. We have a new sponsor for the month with a play that's coming up real, real soon by Lee and Lee Productions. We'll be talking more about that a little later. And then we have, what's our final one? Our final one, I'm going off the cuff because we're actually live on Facebook Live and I always do everything from my notes. So we have Third Heaven Sound, Unique Expression. Rise Hair and Beauty Bar. I tell you, Rise is your one-stop shop for all your hair care and beauty needs. You can tell I am not in Georgia because she would have had my makeup on point, my hair on point, but it's all good. But Rise Hair and Beauty Bar in Conyers, Georgia, she will take care of you for everything from relaxers, natural hair, braids, makeup, lashes, lock maintenance, whatever it is that you need, the girl's there for you. So we are so glad to have each and every one of our sponsors join us tonight. The topic tonight is push and pursue your purpose. So tonight, as I shared, this show is very prophetic tonight. The Lord showed me a vision last week on Wednesday concerning the show. And I saw the interview. I saw Edward. I saw me, just like we're sitting here in South Carolina now. And so I said, okay, let me check my calendar. And my calendar was actually free. So I said, oh, my goodness. So I called him. He got back in touch with me and said, my calendar is free. So I tell you, I just thank God. And again, the topic is push and pursue purpose. And I want to welcome Mr. Edward L. Surratt to the On Fire to Inspire. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is a pleasure to be back. Nothing but God, because, you know, to allow my schedule to be free on this evening. So I am excited about this show on tonight, Push and Pursue Your Purpose. I am super excited because I know it's God. I mean, to do it live and off the cuff, so to speak, but we're going with God on tonight. So I hope everyone is tuned in, you're listening, you have a notepad to take notes, So I'm excited.
So for those who are joining us for the first time, whether they're listening through Blog Talk Radio, because you are actually listening through blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire, or you're listening through the phone number 929-477-2178, or you may be watching Facebook Live. So we actually have a lot going on here. We have Facebook Live, we have the radio channel, and then we actually have a video being recorded. So that's why you see us looking up and looking down and making eye contact with both cameras. So we're excited. We're thanking God for what he's doing in this hour, because there are so many people, if they just trust him and just hold on and just walk that thing, this is the hour, this is the time, it's here. So I want you to introduce you to you know yourself to the people who are joining us for the first time, or, you know, they may be brand new to On Fire to Inspire. So, you know, introduce yourself to them.
All right, well, my name is Edward L. Surratt. I'm on Facebook at Edward L. Surratt, S-U-R-R-A-T-T. But also known as Mr. Expect Greater. And why they call me Mr. Expect Greater is because, hey, my brand is Expect Greater. You can see my hat says Expect Greater. And basically, Expect Greater is no matter what you know, you're going through. I mean, I'm able to change lives through motivational speaking. I'm able to change lives through my Power Pack workshops. I'm able to change lives with those two words God has given me. No matter what your situation is, no matter how bad it seems, remember, always expect greater. No matter what's going on in your life, expect greater in everything you do. Every breath you take, every move you make, every step you take, you always expect greater, because we have too many people that get stuck in their yesterday, get stuck in their now. And you're like, why can't I get to that next level? Why? It's because you're stuck. But when you expect greater, you just, all that stuff just kind of goes out the door. You're able to keep going. You're able to keep moving. So that's who I am, Mr. Expect Greater, because that's what I do. I know there's greatness on the inside of each and every one of you, and I just know God can bring that greatness out, and he helps me to help you bring that greatness out. So follow me on Facebook at Edward L. Surratt, or my Facebook page is I Expect Greater, just like that, I Expect Greater. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram is I Expect Greater. I would love to connect with the listeners and followers. Reach out to me. I would love to connect, but I'm excited for tonight.
Amen. So one of the things that I'm happy to see that you have two people on fire for the Lord, but two people on fire to inspire others to do what God has called you to. So it's not about settling or existing at this hour. So you have the Purpose Midwife, Miss On Fire to Inspire, because you know I am on fire to inspire. And you have Mr. Expect Greater on the same platform.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trying to make sure that you all are birthing out what God has called for. Because there are too many babies that are overdue.
Wow.
Too many babies overdue.
We can stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Too many babies overdue.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're overdue, and there's a lot of reasons that they're overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, people get so caught up in as I said, in their now.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can't see that the due date has come.
Mm.
They can't realize that due date is here, and the pain that they're going through is the pain of pushing out, that pain of birthing something.
Mm.
But what we're trying to do, we got people trying to mask that pain with all these medications, and God is saying it's time to push, because for the women who's going through the process of having a child, you know that you're going through pain during that labor. But once that labor is over, you're looking at that beautiful child. So it's time for you to birth out something. Birth out that what God has placed on the inside of you. You know, we're talking about pursuing your purpose.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck right now. Don't get stuck in your pain.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck in your pain. Because when you get stuck in your pain, you're going to find yourself in the same place this time next year, going through the same things, witnessing the same thing, going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have too many people going through those same things. So go ahead and push it out. Push that purpose out. Push it out. So it's just, you know, we got to get past it. We got to get past of staying right where we are, or just being content.
Mm-hmm.
With what we have, when God has given us so much more, God has placed so much inside of us, out of each one of you. God has placed so much inside of you. Why are you getting stuck in your now when God has a next for you? Why are you getting stuck in your now when God has a next for you?
Amen, amen. You know, getting stuck in that now, so many times people are, they're not even stuck in the now, they're stuck in the past.
Oh, my God.
And so what they're doing is they're allowing that past and those spirits of familiarity to continue to visit them, to continue to haunt them. But the Lord says in his word to renew your mind daily. Take on the mind of Christ. So one of my prayers, this is my personal prayer. I said, Lord, let me have a mind dump daily. And as I do this mind dump daily, I take on your mindset. And as I renew my mind in you, now I can take on your thoughts, your ways, because if it don't line up with what you say about me and what you say concerning my life in your word, then I reject it and I dump it. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So I'm telling you, it starts with a renewing of the mind. So as you're pushing to pursue your purpose, you can't allow that past to dictate your present. You can't allow that past to be the thing that says my circumstance or my past circumstance dictates who I am, because it's not who you are. There's greatness on the inside of you. All you got to do is let go of that past. Go ahead and bury it. Go ahead and have a funeral, as the old folks say, and go ahead and just let God rule and reign in your life. Let him do it, because he wants to do it.
You know, and people often ask me, you know, about purpose. Mm-hmm. And you know, the scripture that comes to my mind is always Philippians 1 and 6. It says, being confident of the very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that scripture, you will begin to realize, you know, we all are packaged for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You said, well, Sir Rat, how do you know that? Because he, being confident of this very thing, he that which begun a good work in you,
mm-hmm.
God is at work in you. God is at work in you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we don't want to accept that, because things aren't going the way we want them to go. Things aren't lining up the way we want them to line up.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are just are in shambles. So when we get like that, what we do? Turn and go the other way. We go back to familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to the past, because that's easier. See, the devil can remind you. The devil reminds you of your past. He cannot do nothing about your future. It's up to you. God is already in the works, but you allow the devil to keep your mind back where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
You allow the devil to keep your mind back on what you used to do and how you used to do it and where you used to go. You know, you were there. You got T-shirts for it. Come on, you know. But God is at work in your life.
Yeah.
He's at work in your life. So if God is at work in your life and you believe that he's at work in your life, why can't you envision your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you envision your purpose? Yeah. Going back to the pain. Mm-hmm. Going back to the pain. So when you think about going back to that pain, it's hard to envision the purpose. But then when you say, well, you know what? God is at work in me.
Mm-hmm.
So why not envision the purpose that God has for you? Because there's purpose behind the pain.
Yeah.
Purpose behind the pain. So if I say purpose behind the pain and God is at work in you,
mm-hmm.
what comes to mind? What comes to your mind when I say God is at work in you? Because God is doing so many great things with you, in you, for you, and you haven't even touched the surface yet of what God is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even touched the surface yet. But God is at work in your life.
Yes. What we have to realize is that we are spirit beings. This is what my pastor, Apostle Zoe Leggett, had to remind me was, God is at work in our lives. And here's the thing. We're spirit beings where he lives and dwells. He rules and reigns in us. We got to stop living out of emotion and start living from the spirit. So when we allow him to rule and reign and we become that spirit being that we already are, mm. he's given us the right to become.
That's it.
Yes.
Ooh,
he said, I've given you the right to become.
Mm.
But are you becoming anything?
Mm.
Or are you just existing? See, when I started this show, the Lord said, tell the people that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I created for them to live. And who can better tell the story than somebody that was walking that walk? He says, I didn't call you to a life of existing. I called you to greatness, because that's who you are. But you put on the T-shirt for existing. You put on across your forehead, I'm ordinary. No, you're not ordinary. I made you be an extraordinary spirit being that I called you to. I am King of Kings. I'm Lord of Lords. That's what he said he is. He said, so if you are my child, what, how can you be ordinary? It's not possible. I said, all right, Father. So we got to come out of the mindsets of just existing and this day-to-day lifestyle and paycheck-to-paycheck lifestyle, because that's not kingdom. Our Father rules all. He rules and he reigns. So if you let him rule and reign, then you're going to rule and reign.
I'm going home.
Drop the microphone. Just drop the microphone.
That's it. That's it. That's it. What more can I say? What more can be said? But you got to understand, so many people are living in lack. So many people are living in lack because they cannot envision that which God has for them. They cannot envision their purpose. In other words, they can't see the vision that God has for them. And too many people, what they're trying to do, because when you envision your purpose, you then can envision your path, envision the path that you're on. And see, oftentimes we want to change our course. We will try to change our course, but God says, you know what? I have directed your path. You can change the course, but the path you own, I put you on. Now, when you change the course, that's when you're going to run into all kind of, you know, valley experiences, and you blaming God, trying to figure out, well, God, why? And God has said, well, you changed the course. I had you on the right path. You changed the course. Remember now, being confident of this very thing, that I have begun a great work in you. So if I've begun a great work in you, why are you changing your course? Too many people have changed their course, trying to chase that almighty dollar, trying to chase things they shouldn't be chasing. Don't look at me like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Too many people have changed their course. And you try to figure out, how did I get to this point? How did I get in the shape that I'm in? Why? Why aren't things going my way? Why am I having so many problems? Why aren't things adding up? Why am I living paycheck to paycheck? Why am I not making it? It's because you've changed the course. You have changed your course. God says, if you envision a purpose, then begin to envision the path that I have you on. God says, I'm going to take care of you. Now, he didn't say every day was going to be a sunshiny day. He didn't say every day was going to be a day not full of pain or stress. He didn't say that. You're going to have the ups and downs. But you got to pursue. You got to push. You got to push past that pain. Why? Because even that scripture says, he that which begun a good work in you will perform it. In other words, God is going to finish what he started. God is going to continue to work in you. Now, oftentimes, we don't like what we're going through. We don't like the pain. We don't like the problem. We don't like none of that. But what happens? Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom in order for us to realize who God is. And then people say, well, I've hit rock bottom. But you realize something. God created the rock. So you're doing good. You're doing good. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. This is good. This is good stuff, I tell you. You know, and a lot of times as they're hitting rock bottom, it's because the reason why they hit the rock bottom, even though he still is right there, they hit rock bottom because they were, again, operating in their emotions and changing their, you know, changing the course. Changing the course. He said, I didn't tell you to do that. But I give you free reign. I give you free will. So he let you do it. I'm going to let you have it. As long as you want it, I'm going to let you have it. But when you decide that you want to trust me and try me, then you'll see the opportunities open up. You'll see the doors open up. You know, like you were talking about, they're running it after that almighty dollar. I did that for 15 years in IT. At some point, it's got to be bigger than money. It's got to be bigger than a paycheck. And I became so empty. It was like a big hole in my soul. And I'll start praying about my purpose. I was like, God, what is it? And he said, I didn't call you to do this. You called to do this because you called yourself to it. You enjoy computers. You saw the money that you can make with it, and that's why you went into it. But who do I say that you are? Who do I say that you are? So the question to you as you're listening to this broadcast, whether you're watching Facebook Live or you're listening to On Fire to Inspire, the radio show, who has God called you to be? First of all, he's called you to be extraordinary. We already talked about that.
Oh, we talked about that.
We've already called you to be unique. He said you're unique. He's called you to be a creative being. He's called you to be so much more than what you are allowing yourself to be. So as he told me, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to share this secret with you. Get out of the box. Because he said, when you come out of that box, then you're going to allow me out of that box. That's what he told me.
Wow.
I said, wow. So there, you cannot. Have you ever seen a millionaire created in a comfort zone? Absolutely not.
No.
The Lord told me, he said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. So as you allow him to work, that discomfort becomes a part of your being. So you're like, okay, I'm just going with the flow. I'm just going with the plan. Because as the Lord showed me this vision for this broadcast being live last week, I was like, okay, Lord, I totally kind of hide behind the radio. But he said, no, you're going to do live this week. And so sometimes people need to see your facial expressions. They need to be able to see the human side of you. They need to relate. They need to be able to see that, hey, I chased money too. Hey, I had that big hole in my soul, that hole in my heart saying there's something more. And my passion is to equip you with all that God has called you with. So I'm that person that's coaching you as that purpose midwife saying, push, you got this, push, I know you can do it. Plus, I'm your cheerleader, but I'm also the one that's reminding you of who God says you are. I'm reminding you that you are that all that he says you are, and you encompass everything that he's placed on the inside of you. And one of the things my pastor says, she says, you have to see the finish before you get to it. So see yourself at that finish line before you get to the finish line. You need to be intentional about this thing. You need to intentionally see the end results before you get there. Because if you can you can perceive that thing, you can receive it. And if you can perceive it, then you'll start believing it and becoming one with what God is saying for you to do.
And I'm sitting here, the reason I'm smiling is because, you know, I was giving you like a couple of points, envision your purpose, envision your path. And then the third point is envision the end product.
Woo, that's the Holy Spirit, y'all, because we ain't talking about anything.
But I got scripture to back it up, because even in Philippians 1:6, it says, you know, again, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, he's going to continue to work in you until Christ comes back. It's not over. You know what? And my Bishop Kevin L. Long always tells us, God hasn't changed his mind about you. God has not changed his mind about you. Now, it's you that's changed your mind about you. It's you who said, you know what, this is not working. And God just said, well, you didn't put the time in. You know, we got to get away from these, you know, microwave fixes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I'm trying to find my purpose, and I put it on 1 minute. It didn't do. No. This journey is not microwavable. You got to bake this bad boy. You got to put this in the oven. You got to let it sit for a while. You got to wait. You got to wait on it. You have to wait on it. You see, we have a problem. We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for what God has for us. We want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if it's not coming fast enough, then we're going to, again, veer off the path, veer off the course, and start doing things our own way. And then things get all jacked up. We're fussing and cussing at everybody else. And then we go to God. God, why did you let this happen? God said, hold up. Wait a minute now. You chose this. I had you on the right path. You went this way, because I told you in my word, I'm gonna see this thing to the end. But you took your eye off of the end result. When you take your eye off the end result, you start looking at any and everything else. The little shiny bouncy ball just bounce. Oh, there they go, ball. Oh, there's another one. No. God said, keep your eye on me. I'm gonna take care of you. You have to envision the end. And see, we can't do that. We're so focused on what we're looking at right now. We're focused on now. Yeah. And you hear me say that time and time again. We're looking at now. We're focused at now. And some of us aren't even focused at now. We're focused at yesterday. You know what she did yesterday. You know what he did yesterday. And they cut me off in traffic yesterday.
Stuck
in yesterday. And you can't do nothing about yesterday. But yet you're complaining about yesterday. But you can't do nothing about yesterday. You're complaining over victories God has already given you. You say, well, how do you know I got victory? You woke up this morning, and the fact that you woke up this morning should let you know that you have not been defeated. But yet you're still complaining over something that God has already brought you through.
You know what? I remember one of the things my pastor, she went to a scripture, and she said, he's already caused you to triumph.
Mm.
He's already caused you to triumph. So if he's caused you to triumph, how in the world are you walking in a failed, defeated status and mindset? You're not like that. You're not that person. Come out of that. You know, the Lord said, awaken. You remember when we did the event?
Mm-hmm.
He said, awaken, arise, and move. So when you're in that defeated mindset, you're not awakened. You're just still kind of slumbering and sleeping. But he said, I need you to awaken. I need you to arise. And I need you to move in the things that I've called you to. So that may have been some things that had been sleeping. You know, you kind of slept on it because life happened. Children happened. Relationships happen. Marriages happen. You know, life just happens.
Life happens.
But the Lord said, I need you to dream in.
Mm,
I need you to go back to the beginning and watch my hand. There were some things that I birthed on the inside of you, and it's time for them to come forth. There's somebody waiting on you. There's somebody waiting on you. There's somebody waiting on you. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit there and hold them up? Or are you going to be the person that says, I don't want that blood on my hands. I'm going to do what you've called me to, God. And that was the thing that I said to the Lord when he told me, I need you to come out of the box. Because I kept telling God who I am. He said, I created you before you were in your mother's womb. I knew who you were. So you're telling me you're a children's author, but I'm telling you there's much more. So, okay, Jesus. And one of the things that really, really kind of did it, one of them shaking, he had to shake. He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience.
Mm.
So when God tells you, and you hear him audibly tell you, there are too many lives tied into your obedience, are you going to sit there and still say, well, you know, the day is no. I don't care how painful it is. I'm not negating that you haven't been through anything in your past. But guess what? Your past no longer, from today forward, your past, April the 4th, 2017, your past can no longer dictate your future. No longer. You're no longer bound. The shackles have fallen off. We serve your past an eviction notice so that you can move and push forward into your future. And this is the purpose and the plan that God created for your life. Do you agree?
Wow. Do I agree? What kind of question is that? Do I agree? Come on. You have too many people. Yeah, and I said, when I'm on stage, and you know, especially in churches or whatever, I tell people, you know, when you expect greater, you cannot be married to your past.
Mm-hmm.
When you expect greater, you cannot hold on to that baggage that God has already released you from.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's just like an airplane. When an airplane takes off, you know, when you're checking in and all that good stuff, you know, we have a lot of people that's ready to take flight, but they got excess baggage.
Wow.
And they don't have enough money to pay for the excess baggage, so now your flight's grounded. And you wonder why all your friends are taking off. You wonder why all your friends are soaring. You wonder why all your friends are doing things. And you're like, you're sitting on the ground looking up going, but you're holding on to all these bags and all this stuff that God has already released you from. You're holding on all this stuff. And God has said, if you just let it go, I'm going to allow you to soar. If you just let it go, I'm going to allow you to soar. If you just let it go.
Really?
But God, I need this one right here, God, because, you know, this one right here helped me get through some things. No, it didn't. I helped you get through some things. Let it go. But God, if I let this one go, I got to let my, you know, they were good to me, but where are they now? But God, God said, quit saying but me. Let it go. Because what I have in store for you is greater than what you're going to leave behind. It's time to let that stuff go. If you're really serious about pursuing your purpose, see, the enemy can't do nothing but attack your self-image. The enemy will attack your self-image. He will attack everything that's in your past. He will attack it. But the God we serve said, you know what? Let him go ahead and attack your self-image. Let him go ahead and talk about your past. Let him go ahead and talk about what you did back in 85. I know what I did in 85. I was there. You know, just thankful we didn't have camera phones. Okay, Lord, thank you for deliverance. Okay, I didn't have to go there. But God has already delivered you from all of that. But yet you want to stay grounded. You want to stay grounded and not soar. You want to stay grounded and not soar. Why? You like being on the ground. You just like that. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But see, we have to be mindful because there's a purpose for your life. There's a purpose for your life. And even when it looks like things aren't going your way, even when it looks like nothing is adding up, that's when God is doing his best work. That's when God is doing his best work. When things aren't lining up the way you want them to, God says, I got this. When your bills are when your bills are just packed, stacked up to here, you going, God, I don't know what I, God says, I got this. When your car is on its last leg, God says, I got this. When your husband is acting a fool and your wife don't acting crazy and your kids just running amok, God says, I got this. Why are you running around asking everybody else? Why are you running around trying to get advice from everybody else when God says, I got this? What's your purpose? That's the pain you're going through right there. But God says, what's the purpose behind that? God says, seek me. Seek me. It says, being confident of this very thing that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, God says, don't give up on me. Don't give up on you. Why are you giving up on God? Why are you giving up on the purpose that God has called you for? Because there's greatness on the inside of you. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Push past the pain and allow God to show you your purpose. Push past the pain and allow God to show you your purpose. That's what I mean. We got to do that. You have to do that. You have to do that because we all been through something. We all have been through something. But we push past the pain,
yes,
and we discovered our purpose. And God wants to bless you. He's not going to force himself on you. God, that's it. You know, he loves you that much that he's not going to force himself on you. Imagine that.
That's beautiful. You know, I'm reminded of Jeremiah 29:11, and he says, I have a purpose, and I'm paraphrasing, guys. I have the purpose and a plan for your life, for hope, a great hope and a great future. A great hope and a great future. So if he has great hope and a great future for you, why are you walking in defeat when he says, I've already given you a life of victory? Man, that's a beautiful thing. He's already told you in his promises. He's already given you your yeah and your amen. So why you still accepting other people's no? He's giving you your yes, and you're accepting other people's no? He's the final word.
That's it.
Yes.
You're looking for everybody else to confirm. You're looking for everybody else to pat you on the back. Sometimes it's good that they're not patting you on the back. It's good that they're not confirming things because a lot of times people will prey on you, P-R-E-Y, on you, and you wonder why you're not walking in your blessings because you listen to all these other crazy folk out there prophesying to you. I'm sorry. you listen to all these other crazy folks out there, and they're telling you what you should be doing, how you're doing it, and you know it's not right. But what does God say about it? What does God say about it? You wonder why things aren't going. You wonder why you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable because you're not working. You're not operating in your purpose.
Amen.
God's going to make it uncomfortable for you before you start operating in your purpose. But see, we ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just, you know, I'm going to take some medicine to you know, help me sleep. I'm going to take some medicine to help me stay awake. God said, no matter how much medicine you take, you can't do. You cannot mask. You can't cover up what I have in store for you. Now, you're going to go through some things until you say yes to God. Trust me, I know. You're going to go through some things until you say yes to God. But what is your purpose? Ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then ask God, show me my purpose. Because oftentimes when you ask yourself, what is my purpose? You don't know. You know, I didn't find out till in my 40s, well, 50 now. So I didn't find out till 40 what my true purpose was. I knew in my 20s, but I was ignorant. I admit it. I was ignorant and hard-headed until God had to get my attention. And once God got my attention, then I began to walk in my purpose. But it took me 20 years to understand what my purpose was. And then God didn't bring it to full circle until I was about 45. And guess what? Some people say, oh, you're getting old. Why are you trying? No. What God is doing, God's timing is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
God's timing is awesome. So you can call me old if you want to. Why am I trying to start a business? Why am I trying to miss to expect greater? Why am I speaking? because that's my purpose. My purpose is to change lives through the gift that God has given me. That's my purpose. That's my purpose. And I'm going to keep pursuing it until he says it's time to do something differently.
Amen.
I'm going to keep pursuing it. So ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then ask God, God, show me my purpose. You say, well, why did I put it in that order? Because sometimes we have to have a conversation with ourselves before we're able to hear what God says about ourselves. Because God is speaking, but we're not hearing. So sometimes we need to have a conversation with ourselves in order for us to hear God talking to us. So ask yourself, what is my purpose? Then ask God, God, what is my purpose? What is the purpose you have for me? What is the purpose that you have for me? And just keep pursuing it. Keep pursuing it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, going back to that dream again, live again, you know, there are so many people that they hit a certain age. And because they hit 40 or because they hit 50, they feel like, well, I've lived. No, happiness has no age limit. Mm. Purpose has no age limit. Mm. It may be 50. I had a guest that I interviewed, and she said, I just start living at 50. So if you were ignorant in your 20s and you were disobedient in your 30s and you were just waking up in your 40s and now 50, you're living the life that God called you to, it doesn't matter about the age. The fact of the matter is you're pursuing everything he's called you to.
Exactly.
Everything he's called you to.
Exactly.
Don't mask anything, y'all. Don't deceive yourself, because that's all you're deceiving is yourself. Don't you agree? You're deceiving yourself.
That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing is deceiving yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start thinking about when you talk about masking and people saying, you know, you're too old, you're too this, you're too that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to go by the scripture where it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. You know, I think about that scripture, but I think about, why did God use the analogy of an eagle?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give this to you. I'm not even going to charge you for it. You see, when an eagle gets about 30 years old, 30, 35 years old, he or she starts to look really ragged. His beak is jacked up. His eagle talons are really broken. His feathers are all withered. And he looks ratted. I mean, he looks bad. And oftentimes, people will look at an eagle at that age and say, he ought to just go somewhere and die. He shouldn't even be allowed to be around other eagles. He shouldn't even be out in public. Now, think about that. We have people in our church. We look at people like that coming in. Don't look at me like that, y'all. I know some of y'all have people in your church like that. Why are they coming in church looking like that? Anyway, let's get back to the eagle. But when the eagle gets about 35, these things happen to him. But God has a purpose for the eagle. You see, God has allowed the eagle to go through a transformation. So around that age, the eagle, when you're looking at him, he looks jacked up, bent up, beat up, and everything else. He said, well, he should just go somewhere and die. God has allowed the eagle to go. God will allow the eagle to go to a high mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And on that mountain, the eagle begins to transform. You see, what happens, the eagle will grow. The eagle will find the crevice of a rock, and he will pluck out each one of his eagle talons, which is very painful, very painful. He will bust the eagle beak on a rock. And what God allows to happen, he grows more eagle talons. He grows a stronger beak. The talons are stronger. And then once he grows a new beak, he begins to pluck each feather out one by one. Now, imagine pulling your hair out strand by strand. Painful. But the eagle is up on this mountain pulling each feather out one by one, and it's going through a painful transformation. But after a period of time, that same eagle that people talked about, that same eagle they said should be put to death, that same eagle they said it shouldn't around anybody, people begin to look up. They said, wait, isn't that ever that's the eagle we said that shouldn't be. That's the eagle we said that need to die. That's the eagle we said that should just go somewhere and not be around anybody. But God allows the eagle to transform. And now the eagle comes down, and the wings and his feathers are darker than ever. His beak is stronger than ever. His mighty eagle talons are stronger than ever. He's a renewed animal. And now everybody wants to be on this eagle's side. But when the eagle was looking, when it looked like he was down and out, Everybody was pushing him aside. So what are you saying, Surratt? You see, we all have that purpose. So as stated earlier, even if you're getting older and people start saying, well, why are you trying to start this? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? It's because you're walking in your purpose. Even when it looks like you should be put out by man, God says it's not over until I say it's over. So you're just going through that transformation period. You know, God is renewing you. And when God gets through with you, you shall come forth as fine. I'm through. All right, pure gold, I'm sorry. You shall come forth as pure gold. Yeah. That's what God is doing. God is purifying. So many people are walking in their purpose, but we're giving up. Why? Because we got the ego. We're looking like the ego, and we're like, wow, what's going on? People are just talking about me. People saying it's not going to work. People saying I should be put to death. I should be out in public. But God says differently. God says differently. You keep continuing to push, continue to pursue, and watch God help you discover your purpose. And when that purpose is fulfilled, watch what God does. God will higher than you ever soared before. God will allow you to be stronger than you've ever been before. God will allow you to see things you've seen before. What I like about the eagle is when the eagle gets tired, he will turn his face to the sun, the S-O-N, to gain strength. I'm sorry. He will turn his face to the S-U-N to gain strength. He will fly toward the S-U-N. We can't look at the sun. But the eagle will fly toward the S-U-N to get strength. And here we are. We have access to the S-O-N, and we still complain. I'm through.
Amen.
I'm through. What's your purpose? What is your purpose? What is your purpose?
My God. You know, you were talking about the eagle, and before you were talking about the eagle, and you were talking earlier, I was thinking about the eagle, right? And I forgot until you said that. And what I was thinking about was, why are we running with the chickens when we called the sore? Why are we running with the chickens when we were called to soar? Help me understand this.
Because people have a chicken mentality. We have a chicken mentality. We got people pecking on the ground. Why? Because it's comfortable. We got people walking around clucking like a chicken because it's comfortable. Everybody else is doing it. We got people whose goal in life, their goal in life, all I want to do is be able to get up on the fence post on Sunday morning and come on the road. That's what you want to do. You got a chicken mentality when God has called you to be an eagle. Those don't hang with chickens, but you have a chicken mentality. We have too many people hang with chickens. And you wonder why you just sit on the ground for worms and everything else, and you got your friends eating well. You got your friends eating very well, but you have a chicken mentality. And when you have a chicken mentality, you're going to get a chicken job, you're going to make chicken wages, and you're going to have chicken friends, you're going to go to chicken places, you're going to hang out with other chickens, and you're going to be talking about the eagles. Why not out there with the eagles? Because you have a chicken mentality. A chicken mentality will keep you in the barnyard. But an eagle mentality will have you soar over many yards. Y'all don't hear me. A chicken mentality will have you just walking around in a circle clucking. This is what I like to do. This is it. But you look up. Wait a minute. I like the way that eagle looks. But this is what I'm called to do. This is what I'm supposed to be. This is what I want to do. God says, no, you're not chickens. You are an eagle. You are an eagle. So act like it. Walk in your purpose. Live in your purpose. Do that which God has called you to do. Ask God, God, show me my purpose. God, I don't know. I've asked myself, God, and I've asked everybody else. They told me I'm supposed to be a truck driver. They told me I'm supposed to be an IT person. They told me I'm supposed to be a nonprofit, or they told me I'm supposed to work in a factory. I'm supposed to be a manager. God, what do you say about me? What do you say about God? What do you say to do? And God said, I'm waiting for you to ask me that same question. Now, are you ready to listen?
Wow.
Now you're ready to listen to me. You just heard Leah talking about 15 years. She chased the dollar, doing what she wanted to do. I chased the dollar 20 years, doing what I wanted to do. And you know, when God took all that away, making good money, doing, you know, dressing nice, I still look good. Now, because my God make no jokes. But anyway, after all of that, I accepted the call. And when I accepted the purpose, that's when God began to work in my life. And I'm happier now than I've ever been. Why? because I'm working in my purpose.
Yes.
My purpose, what God has called me to do. What God has called me to do. And that's to change lives. That's to change lives. And I use these two words, expect greater, to help change lives. So what is your purpose? What is your purpose?
One of the things, as you're pursuing your purpose and you're actually operating and walking in your purpose, there's such a peace and a joy that you're just like a mountaintop experience. You know, everything may not look the way it's supposed to be looking, but you know at the end, what the end result is going to look like. So at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? I'm all good because my father's all good. So you need to rise up, going back to that awakening, rise and move. You need to rise up in your thinking, come out of the barnyard and soar with the eagles, because it's time for you to soar over some things. Soar over your past. Soar over some people that had you bound. Because, see, you know what's sad? I was just telling a friend of mine this today. I said, there are so many people walking around here that's never been in jail, never been in prison, but they're in prison in their mind.
Locked up.
God says, I'm a limitless God. Mm. So why would you put limits on me? Get the shackles off. It's time to release the thing so you can get into your purpose. It's time to walk in it. It's time to walk with that holy boldness that he's called you to.
Mm.
Amen.
Take the shackles off. There's so much more that God has in store for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, take your shackles off, but this is going back to the, we have too many people in that barnyard.
Mm.
Too many chickens walking around, just pecking on the ground, looking for worms and grubs and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Too many chickens. And you're walking in circles. That's a sad thing about it. You got a little barnyard, you walk in a little barnyard, and you got the audacity to tell somebody would come in my barnyard. Who want to come in your raggedy barnyard? Who want to come in your raggedy barnyard, eat worms and grubs and stuff? They're eagles flying over. But nobody better come in my barnyard. You can have your barnyard. You can cock-a-doodle-do all you want to. God has called me to be an eagle, and I'm going to soar.
Mm-hmm.
God has called you to be an eagle, too. You're not a chicken. Mm-hmm. God has called you to be an eagle. So why not soar like an eagle? Why not soar like an eagle? What is your purpose? What is your purpose? I told you, you got to envision the purpose. Envision the path you're on. But most importantly, envision the end product.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see what God is showing. You got to see it.
Yes.
You got to see it. In order for you to reach the vision, you got to see the vision. In order for you to get to that which God has for you, you got to see what God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not what man has for you.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pursue your purpose.
You know, and as you go back and start dreaming again, and you start asking God about your purpose, I want you to start writing it down.
Mm.
Get your notebook, get your journal, whatever. Start writing it down, because there are so many things that you've forgotten about, because it's buried. But as you allow God to reveal it to you, I want you to start writing it down, and you'll go back. Read that scripture, write the vision, make it plain, that they may run so that you may get greater and be on fire to inspire and live out the life that he's called you to. Come on, God, inspire you. My desire is to put you on fire. And, you know, when the Lord gave me this analogy, he said, with your show, he said, you and your guests, the two of us, we're married. And the listeners, the watchers on Facebook, the watchers on the video, the listeners are Elizabeth. And so if you're not walking your purpose, you're living beneath what God has called you to. You're running with the chickens. If you're still running with those chickens, that baby on the inside of you is just going to leap. That purpose won't let you sit still anymore. And then for those who are living in their purpose, they're walking in the purpose and the plan he's called for them, it's like pouring gasoline on fire. It's engulfing you each and every week that you listen to this show. You listen to the broadcast because of the fire on the inside of us as a guest, my guest and myself, because we're living a life of purpose, because we're walking in obedience. He's giving you the strategies. He's giving you creativity. Tap in and release it. Tap in and release it. It's time. The time is now. We had a show last month, and the topic was, it's time to launch. So it's time to dream again. It's time to push. It's time to pursue your purpose. It's time to walk in every statue and ability that God has called you to. Many of you have multifaceted. You're multi-talented. But you hanging on to this where all I know how to do is do this. No. The devil is a liar. God has called you to greatness. He's called you to. Many of you are walking in millions.
True.
And sitting there living beneath your ability. Living paycheck to paycheck. But God has called you to be a millionaire. So why are you living with the chickens and living beneath when he said, I've called you to above. I've called you to rise above all things. Mm. You in the barnyard. So, he's called you to soar.
He's called you to soar.
Yeah.
And, you know, soar. Thank you, Spirit. Soar. You know, you, in order to soar, you know, soar, S-O-A-R, seeking opportunities, achievement, and responsibility, you be responsible
mm-hmm.
in order to soar. But in being responsible, you take advantage of the opportunities that are before you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the problem is we don't want to pursue those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to pursue. We like being in the barnyard. Love being in the barnyard. We're in the barnyard talking about, I want to be a Mercedes, but you have a Pinto mentality. Me Mercedes one day, but all my friends drive Pintos. So guess what? If you hang with those Pinto people, you're gonna have a Pinto. Get out of that barnyard. You're not a chicken. You're an eagle. It's time for you to soar. And remember, even if you get tired, even if you get weak, even if you feel like giving up, remember the eagle flies toward the sun, S-U-N, to get strength. Look up toward S-O-N. Call the S-O-N for our strength. And even in the middle of a storm, you know what the eagle does? The eagle will lock his wings.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of a storm, the eagle will lock his wings of a storm to push him higher. Oh, my God. Y'all just misplaced shot right there. Anyway, the eagle will lock his wings in the middle of a storm to allow the wind to push it higher, push him higher. Not like many of us. In the storm, I'm scared. God said, wait a minute, hold up. The storm I have for you, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you just trust me, I'm going to bring you out of it. But when I bring you out of it, you hadn't seen nothing yet. You heard what Leah said, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, plans to keep you, plans for you to have abundance. That's paraphrasing, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, right, he got it all wrong. No, I'm paraphrasing. But it's time for you to really pursue your purpose. Pursue your purpose. What? You are an eagle. You are an eagle. Get rid of this chicken mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the chicken mentality. Leave that KFC. Leave it the Bojangles. Leave it the Filet. Popeyes. You know,
mm-hmm.
Get rid of that chicken mentality.
It's time. So let's see here. Do we want to open up the phone line?
You see, I don't know.
Hey, we're going to see if y'all going to step up and see if y'all going to come out the barnyard and go with us. So give us 2 seconds. We're going to blink over here for a second. If you are wanting to press 1, we got a lot of people listening via internet. If you're wanting to ask a question or make a comment, you're going to have to dial in. So you can't ask a question through Facebook Live unless you type it in the comments. If you want to ask a question live on the air, we need you to dial 929-477-2178. Again, that is 929-477-2178. Press 1, and we'll go ahead and bring you live so that you can ask your question or make a comment on anything. If something here gave you a good shake, go ahead and press dial 929-477-2178 so that you can comment, you know, because your comment or your question may be a blessing to someone else. Let's see someone's pressing 1. All right, here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Mr. Spectre and Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Who we have on the line with us?
Good afternoon. This is Dennis.
Good evening, Mr. Dennis. How are you this evening?
Hey, I am wonderful. Truly enjoying the show. I'm just excited. It's confirmation for me. I mean, I'm listening to two eagles, and I'm just Hey, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm so excited, inspired, and it's confirmation, and I am enjoying it. And it's like, wow, it's amazing. I mean, just what the doctor ordered. So I'm loving it, especially about how the eagle go towards the storm and lock his wings in, and just and the sun makes him stronger. Oh man, I am wow. Hey. Wow. I needed to hear that. Hey. I needed to hear that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, the Eagles.
Sometimes people get lost down in that barnyard, but we appreciate you that you decided to rise up and soar with us.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. You guys have a great night, and I thank you for just inspiring me and for the confirmation.
Amen. Man. Thanks again. All right, guys, so we had one person that decided to press one and actually go ahead and take the soaring. They took flight with us. They took flight with us. So we had one person, and we thank you, Dennis, for dialing in and making your comment. I mean, you know, if the eagle can go to the S-U-N and draw strength, why can't we go to the S-O-N, who is our strength, who is our joy, who is our peace? Why can't we go to him and say, God, you know what? It's not about my agenda anymore. It's about your agenda for me. It's about your will for my life. So the question is now, are you going to come out of the barnyard?
Mm.
Are you going to come out?
That's it.
Are you going to allow him to rule and reign and let you be victorious? Because what he's called you to, he's called you and called you to triumph. Are you ready?
That's it. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ask yourself, what is my purpose?
Yes.
What is your purpose?
What is your purpose? Amen. Let's see if we have anybody else down there. Pressing one. So everybody seems to be listening via internet tonight. So again, if you all are live on the internet, you cannot ask a question or comment. You can only comment on the Facebook Live, and we'll have to read it. Or you can dial 929-477-2178 and press 1 so we can bring you live. But again, you know, I just thank God for obedience. I thank God for Mr. Expect Greater here walking in obedience, because this entire broadcast was all God. He showed me a vision. I acted upon it, operating in obedience. He was available. And again, if you do what God says do and you don't even understand it, sometimes it's not for you to understand. It's just for you to comply to what he's telling you to do. And as you do it, you'll see it just unfold. And it may be for that one person or that two people or however many people. Don't get caught up in numbers, because if you get caught up in numbers, you're going to miss mark every time. It may be that one person that can run. It says one can put 1,000 to flight. And how many people are caught up in the barnyard, and you said, tonight I've decided no more barnyard living for me, because I'm an eagle. I'm about to soar. So I want you to decide and make that declaration tonight, to declare and decree and come into agreement with us.
That's it.
Declare and decree and agree that you're walking in this victory that God has called you to do, because he's called you to triumph. It's time for you to stop living in your emotion. It's time for you to start living as the spirit being that God has called you to a life of victory and triumph.
What can I say after that?
Amen. So tell everybody how to follow you, how to...
I'm on Facebook, Edward L. Surratt, S-U-R-R-T-T. My Facebook page is I Expect Greater, IEXPECTGREATER. I Expect Greater. Instagram is I Expect Greater as well. Just follow me. Those are my three social media sites that I'm really heavily pushing right now. And, you know, you can find Mr. Expect Greater there, so of course. But reach out to me. Reach out to me. Reach out to me. I can give you my website. It's edwardlenterprises.com. You can find information about my speaking engagements, some of the topics that I speak about, some of the, you know, workshops I do. So just, you know, look me up. Look me up. Send me an inbox message. Let us know that you enjoy this show. Let us know that you enjoyed the show, because we will be posting it for you to view again. But let us know. Let us know that what you've heard inspired you. Let us know that, you know, on fire to inspire. Let us know that, you know, you're on fire. You've been inspired. Let us know you've been inspired. Because as Aaliyah said, this was all God.
This was all God. So I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from each and every one of you. So again, Edward L. Surratt, a middle initial L. It's not one word, but Edward L. Surratt, S-U-R-R-A-T-T. And I expect greater. I expect greater, and got things coming. So follow me on Instagram, especially. Follow me on Instagram. I expect greater.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, we're so in awe of God because, again, this is a God thing. Just walking up in obedience. I am Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire and Inspired. For those of you who don't know who I am, we thank God for you joining us tonight. Thank you for all of our sponsors, Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Weston, Evangelist Alexander Townsend with Experiencing the Greatness of God, Vincent Lynch with Third Heaven Sound, as Ross Hair and Beauty Bar with her beauty and hair care needs and being able to meet every need that you have. And then also Lee and Lee Productions with their upcoming play on, I want to say April 22nd. We'll have more about that coming up for the rest of the following weeks. But I tell you, that woman and the man of God got a testimony all in themselves. Yes, they are a husband and wife ministry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That actually have a marriage ministry, books, and plays. So you definitely want to follow Lee and Lee Productions. Look up Antonio Lee and Linda K. Lee. I'm telling you, they're doing some great things. Thank you for a wonderful show. Thank you so much, Ms. Angelique, for supporting On Fire to Inspire and listening in tonight. Guys, make sure you share this broadcast, because I'm telling you, you're going to bless somebody. Someone's going to be blessed. They're going to decide that I'm moving out that barnyard and moving forward in the things that God has called me to and soar like an eagle. It's time for you to push and pursue the purpose that God has called you to. Again, Aaliyah Butler, this broadcast from a book, On Fire to Inspire, that God gave me. So if you can find the book on Amazon and Kindle, and the book is available in paperback, ebook, as well as audio CD. The audio I'm doing on vocals, and the music is coming from Third Heaven Sound, the instrumental. So I'm telling you, we have a children's book, a learning book just for me, foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. That's available, paperback and ebook. So I'm telling you, a learning book just for me will bless your heart, bless your children. As a purpose midwife, I say that I don't birth babies, I birth purpose, but I educate the children and empower the adults. So I give God glory for me walking in the purpose. It's not me, but it's Him who lives in me. He who lives in me that dwell into this earth to change lives and allow you to walk in the purpose that you're called to. And one last book, we have Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, and it's an ebook. And it's a book just everything, all kind of prayers for family, for the children, for any kind of prayer, declaration, and affirmation of in yourself, in and of yourself. When you're putting good stuff in, you're going to produce good stuff. So when you're feeding yourself with light, you're going to be able to speak light and life. But if you're feeding yourself with negative and garbage, you can't produce light because you're not bringing in nothing but darkness. So, you know, feed yourself, because as you're pursuing your purpose and you're pushing into your purpose, you got to stay focused. You got to stay strategic and creative because I called you to it. We love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Take
good
care.
Night. Miss On Friday and Friday.
Mrs. Spectre.